Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
Trade Mornings for Toyota. Certainty is a great feeling. Search Toyota Certified. And for Host Plus, official superannuation partner of the AFL.
Welcome back to Trade Mornings. Nick Del Santo here, joined by Brendan Goddard, as we will be in these seats for the next fortnight. Thanks to Illuminate Garden Lightings, in a league of their own, Australia's easiest garden lightning system, available from Bunnings. This is an early trade recap, BJ, from this morning. It's Marty Pask from Capital Sports Management, who joined Kane Corns and Matty Lloyd earlier this morning.
The football club and Charlie, and we've had a good dialogue all year around opportunity and the need for opportunity. There's obviously, the door's not shut on Charlie to return to Geelong. They've obviously got a very open mind in terms of where he may sit in 12 months, 18 months down the track and with opportunity. But should an opportunity arise now, and it's a good one, and we're obviously kicking the tyres a little bit in the marketplace at the moment, trying to find out where that sits, then obviously he'd look at it. But, I mean, from my point of view, I've been doing this a while, and the ability for him at the second-tier competition and what he does is nothing short of outstanding. And, you know, I'd like to look at him in the marketplace as somebody that is getting a player that they can rely on and count on, and to give him an opportunity, because he thoroughly deserves it. If you look at his numbers, and even when he's come into the AFL, he's performed. So I think we'll know more in the next couple of weeks, but we're very open-minded where he sits.
BJ, that's Marty Pass speaking on Charlie Constable and the current situation with the Cats. This is also from earlier this morning, where Marty was had been asked about the interest in Charlie Constable from other clubs and the draft.
Moderate. The other complexity we've got in this market at the moment is where list sizes sit and how many spots clubs want to take to the draft. And obviously the eyeballs on talent this year hasn't been what it's been in previous years. So what clubs do at trade period in terms of that extra list spot, whether they carry it to the draft and use it on a late pick versus bringing in a Charlie or re-signing one of their own players that for another 12 months, because they just haven't seen enough talent this year. So I don't know where the draft currently sits, whether or not we're going to have another 50 picks or 60 picks like last year, because some of the better players this year, they've probably only been seen 7 or 8 times because of COVID. So that's another complexity that comes into it, and whether or not that affects someone like Charlie getting on a list. But look, we'll just have to see how the next couple of weeks pan out.
Marty Pass speaking about Charlie Constable and the current situation around Geelong and possibilities about going somewhere else. What's your take on Charlie Constable, BJ? Best interest?
Well, I'm surprised it didn't, for his best interest, leave like last year. There must have been some conversations had and great convincing from Geelong to stay to add that depth. They needed him there in that sense. So for his best interest, it's clear that he goes somewhere else. But as Marty's, I think, alluding to, I don't think there's a hell of a lot of interest. It's a bit of an unknown. Like, we haven't seen him play at senior level consistently for so long, even playing a couple of games. So, yeah, if you're watching VFL football, you don't, and I don't think either of us watch too much, particularly because of the current climate. So they haven't been able to play much at all. So, you know, it's an interesting one, because I think everyone keeps talking about something kind of great to a footy club, and he's got so much to offer, and he could be a great consistent performer at AFL level, but there's also a lot of unknowns around him.
That was the early trade recap, thanks to Illuminate Garden Lighting in a league of their own, and also Matty Lloyd and Kane Corns. We'll be back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m. as we go to the Kogan Mobiles open line. That number is 1300 23 55 48. Or text us on 0419 187 323. One off the text for you, first of all, BJ. This is from Bluey. Is Luke Dunstan a good fit for the Bombers?
Bluey, no.
Do you want to think about it, or do you want to elaborate why Luke Dunstan should be playing?
It's not what they need. That's one of their strengths, is they've got great depth. There's question marks over Dylan Shiel and where he fits in it.
Yep.
One of our colleagues essentially this week, is Cornsy, suggesting that Port Adelaide should go after him because you know, his lack of his role or his fit in the Essendon midfield because they've got so much depth. So it's not what they need. They've got a great balance in there, and that's one of their strengths is their depth through the midfield.
Lots of texts coming through. This one's from Zach, who's based out of Langwarrin. BJ, would Geelong or the GWS Giants be interested in Peter Laddams? Both teams could use a young ruck slash a forward. Also, if you were Port, would you be interested in Finlayson or Tim O'Brien?
Well, we know Port have shown a little bit of interest in Finlayson by reports now O'Brien. So I think where does O'Brien plays that forward role
forward
as well?
Role.
That's
absolutely
what they're after. So they're showing interest. They feel like there's a need there to support Charlie Dixon, Rowan Marshall. And the first part of the question was, Laddams to Geelong, I think, is a better fit. GWS, Geelong though is a ruckman. I don't think Geelong need another forward in particular this year, probably post Hawkins, which is, you know, maybe only a year away.
The way he went this year, there could be years away the way he's going about
Hawkins, Cameron, Rowan playing that hybrid third kind of tall. So I don't think they need another tall forward just at the minute, but long-term prospect as a forward possibly. But what Geelong do need, I think, is a consistent ruckman they can rely on. Reece Stanley's last kind of month of footy was promising. He just got offered a new deal, but it's an area that they've tried to fill for a long time. One of your ex-teammates, Goldstein, was linked a couple of years ago.
Yep.
So that is a possibility, but GWS have got Flynn and Bruce, I think, will play the number one ruck, and they've got Flynn waiting in the background.
Very well said, BJ. When we come back, I'm going to throw a couple more of these texts and tweets at you, BJ. This is all for Trade Mornings for Toyota. Certainty is a great feeling. Search Toyota Certified.
You're listening to Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio. Continental Tires. When everything counts, count on Continental. Trade Mornings for Toyota. Certainty is a great feeling. Search Toyota Certified. And for Host Plus, official superannuation partner of the AFL.
A trade news update for Beaumont Tiles.
Latest news, Brendan, for Beaumont Tiles. It has been confirmed that Stephen King will head to the Suns as an assistant coach for 2022 and beyond. Now, we shared a couple of text messages just really briefly after Saturday night's performance, which involved a group chat with our old Saints supporters, teammates, which involved Stephen King as a past player. And
He was part of the group.
He was part of the group. As an ex-teammate of ours who was a tagger, said what he would have done to the Melbourne midfield, and how could the Melbourne midfield do what they did, and that the dogs were negligent in their duty to actually minimise the damage that Petrarca was doing, which unfortunately,
in simple terms, it was
how can you let Petrarca do what he did?
Have 40 and
unfortunately,
kick two.
This ex-teammate of ours who lives in WA didn't realise that Stephen King was a part of the group conversation as the current Dogs midfield coach. He wrote back a one-line sentence and then removed himself from the group chat forever. So Stephen King's out of the group chat and he's heading north. So that is great news for the Gold Coast Suns because he is not only a ripping person but really well-educated in the space of assistant coaching. Suns list boss Craig Cameron will be on the late trade today as well. So that's great news. Well done to the Gold Coast Suns in getting that appointment. As we head back, we've got some calls coming through on the Koga Mobile open line, 1300 23 55 48. Good morning to you, Tom, who's based out of Moorabbin. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, hi there. I was just wondering about, there's some rumours about Mason Cox to Brisbane. Just wondering about that. Do you know anything?
Good question, Tom.
All reports that Brisbane are looking at that. I'm not sure whether it's a two-way street there in terms of Mason Cox are willing to go, but that's something that they're in need of, particularly in the short term with Hipwood being injured. Mm. So as a backup to the Big O.
We spoke to Sammy Edmund yesterday, who let us know and let everybody know that Mason Cox has intentions to stay at the Pies. Now, he'd been there for 6 years, played off the top of my head, I think he kicked 94-odd goals, hadn't played a lot of football in that period of time. I think sometimes we get caught up on that prelim about 2 or 3 years ago and how exceptional he was, not taking anything away from that. But we have seen what he's capable of, Tom. So, yeah, I think there could be an opportunity for him to explore other opportunities. Is Brisbane that club? We'll wait and see. But they do look like they need to change a couple of things given the Hipwood injury and them not being able to take that next step in the finals. Thanks for your call, Tom. Have a great day. As we head straight to Mark in Brunswick. Morning to you, Mark. You want to chat about the Pies and Nathan Kruger?
Yes, please. Look, in light of the fact that they picked up Ash Johnson in the mid-season draft, just wondering what the logic is behind going for Nathan Kruger. in light of the fact they've got Brodie Mychek and Darcy Cameron and Mason, as you just mentioned, who might stay, seems a little bit too much. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's that risky one. I think Nathan Kruger's about 195-ish sort of height, can play multiple roles. We clearly haven't seen him get a great deal of opportunity. And I think where the Pies are at, and it's turned pretty quickly, you know, this time last year, everything looked pretty rosy. They moved out a handful of players, but I'm not completely against it. And I think, Mark, sometimes the bit that we need to take into consideration is what are you paying for a particular player and what are you giving up to get him into your football club? So if both of those questions are answered with not a great deal, then I think the Nathan Kruger move into this Pies forward line or however they want to use him is okay in my book. Speech?
I got nothing to say on that topic.
You got nothing to say about...
No, I don't know enough.
All right, well, let me pose you this one. If we need to go to a break, we might need to give BJ a moment just to get his head around the Kruger move. So we'll take a short break and we'll be back after this.
You're listening to Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio. Continental Tires, when everything counts on Continental.